Hello and welcome to the T3 podcast in association with people we probably shouldn't be hanging out with. Coming up on this week's show, it's all gone sour at LimeWire as a US court calls time on our once most popular source of copyright-free Hungarian flute music. A new PSP, that's PlayStation Phone, surfaces online, but is it the real deal? There may be a sequel to the Google Nexus One, possibly called the Nexus 2, and it'll possibly be made by Samsung or Motorola. Can you repeat the question? And 100 megabits per second broadband reaches the UK. Well, some of it at any rate. Now, joining me round the back of the bike sheds for this tech foray is the lovely Ree Morgan and that tower of a man, not T3's Mr. Duncan Bell. It's Adam Bunker.
The other tower.
Welcome. The twin tower, you
Morning.
Could say.
Yeah, don't say that. Terrible.
The ginger twin of Duncan Bell.
Oh dear. I've never been behind the bike sheds. I'll have, you know.
If Adam,
respectable young lady.
It's not true, though, is
if
it?
Adam shaved his head,
yeah.
Duncan Bell?
No.
Should I do it?
No, please don't. You're growing a moustache anyway for Movember.
Yeah.
It's
coming on.
Sorry, I should have realised.
hey, you're looking at a good.
He's had to give himself a head start of a month so he can like catch
you're
up.
You're looking at a good 2 days growth.
I look like Grizzly Adams as of yesterday. I had a shave last night, finally. Mm. I had about a week's growth on there. It was getting a bit silly.
You doing Movember?
No, that was just being lazy.
But anyone else doing Movember, let us know.
I was just unkempt. Anyway, on. There's no Duncan here
there's
to
no rant.
I
don't have anything to rant.
Well,
about
let me then.
Right,
let me
go.
Because
go forth. And
yeah.
Rant.
Well, no, it's a serious bone of contention. There's been a lot of reporting this week about the demise of the Walkman.
Yes, there has. Yeah.
But it's been totally misreported. Okay, the Walkman for a kickoff, it's staying on as a brand. So all of Sony Ericsson's phones with music phones, they're Walkman, and Sony's MP3 players, they're still called Walkman. Secondly, they're only getting rid of the cassette Walkman in Japan. Well, they're basically, if you read the statement, it says, yes, there's no longer any demand in Japan, funnily enough. But in Europe and the United States, people are still buying them. So we're still going to sell them.
So it's just in Japan,
it's just
with cassettes.
In Japan.
I get the point of your rant is that, you know, the story's been misreported. But surely, who's actually buying tape
well,
players?
Well, there
that
you go.
That
you
would
see,
be a better
that,
rant.
Exactly. Well, no. That is what the story should be, is the fact that, hold on. So people in Europe and the United States are really still
going
buying
on.
Cassette Walkmans.
If you want to be that mental with like an outdated thing, get a mini disc player, because at least they're good.
Hey, yeah. I will defend mini disc to the
retro
death.
Retro cool. See, yeah. People are trying. It's all these Shoreditch types.
Maybe.
Buying cassette players.
With their skull candies.
Yeah. And their synth.
Yeah. Well, you know, maybe this could be a revival. The mixtape comes
I
back.
Hope
you know?
Not.
There's a chap who gets the tube with me. I see him a couple of times a week. He plays a Game Boy, like an old, like original Game Boy.
Nice.
On the tube.
I like that.
So that's quite cool.
Yeah.
Maybe he's got a tape player as well.
Maybe. Ask him next time you see him.
Does he turn the sound down?
I'd rather not talk to him, to be honest.
He looks a bit weird with his game phone out.
Does he turn the sound down to preserve battery life? And does he have a game and light which magnifies the screen?
Got one of those big square magnifying glasses
projecting
a belt
subtle
of games.
Light. Yes, yes.
Like an ammunition belt.
Brilliant. Oh, I remember. Anyway, well, there we go. Is Duncan going to reappear next week? This is 2 weeks.
Yeah, he's on holiday. Geez. He's don't know where, sunning himself, hopefully covered in suntan lotion.
Let's hope. Mm. Anyway, on to our top story, and it is the unearthing of the holy grail of gaming and telecommunicative crossovers. The PlayStation Phone, shots of a Sony Ericsson branded slider with PSP controls have been unearthed by Engadget, which says, and I quote, "It's hard to believe that what we're looking at is real, but we assure you the picture above is in fact the PlayStation Phone you've long been waiting for." Is this the PlayStation Phone we've long been waiting for?
I've never waited for a PlayStation
Phone. I can't imagine.
To be honest with
many
you.
Many people have.
It's not something I really want.
Looks a bit pre-production.
I have
it?
To
yeah,
say.
It looks awful.
My thoughts on this are, and if you've not seen the pictures, let me describe it. It essentially looks like a pretty bog-standard Sony Ericsson phone. Nothing too exciting. Really, really plain.
Yeah.
With a slide-out keyboard that, you know, the sort of side slider style that would normally be a QWERTY keypad. Instead, it just has PSP controls on it. it's
why
just,
would you want that?
It looks very basic. It looks, I really hope that it's that the physical appearance is prototype as well as the software, because if that is what it looks like,
it does look a bit shonky. And also, like,
go on.
It just looks like it's gonna be really really fat, because of, I mean, the PSP Go, which is obviously modeled on, isn't that slim.
But you would have thought they've been a bit creative with it, not just monstrous. Oh, let's just get a PSP Go stick a phone on the top.
Right, what a lot of people haven't actually picked up on or noticed from it is the middle bit is like a trackpad.
Okay.
In the in between the D-pad and the buttons, there is, like, where there would normally be a joystick, they've got, like, a long thumb strip for, like, a trackpad, which kind of is interesting because you could have two fake joysticks there and cut down on the size.
That is more intriguing.
Nobody's noticed that apart from me.
You.
Yeah.
Are you sure it's real?
And presumably the people at Sony.
A lone voice in the crowd. But the spec is underwhelming. Yeah. Android 3.0. Okay, well that's something. Mm. A gigahertz chip, half a gig of RAM, gigabyte of ROM. The screen 3.7 to 4.1 inches. This is all very circa, you know, early 2010 bog standard.
T3's Michael Saw this morning. T3's Michael Saw has been digging into it, and he, based on kind of people bouncing off each other across the web, apparently it's going to be more powerful than the original Xbox.
Mm. Right.
So that is something.
Now, how does that compare? Okay, more powerful than the original Xbox, but how does it compare with the PSP?
Which I guess that's more, because PSP is just under PS2 level.
Yeah.
So it is a jump up.
Possibly, but you see, if it's a dedicated gaming machine, then it doesn't actually need that much processing power to get a lot out of games. If it's an Android phone that's running some sort of emulation on the top to play PlayStation games,
I don't understand how that's going to work.
I'm very confused by what Sony, if this is what they're doing.
Yeah, and how are they going to get the games on there? They're going to have, is the PlayStation Network going to be available on there?
I think downloadable. That's.
I think the angle they're obviously going for is that mobile phone games are doing really well. Mm. iPhone games are doing amazingly well. But there is a certain limitation in the fact you've got no buttons. And
but I guess
they're trying to bridge that gap a little bit.
But I don't know if that's the limitation. I'd prefer them to go and make a really good phone and use PlayStation like they've done with Walkman and Cybershot. Mm-hmm. And just create that kind of offering without making it look like
a PSP. In September, Peter Dilley, Senior Vice President of Marketing at Sony Computer Entertainment America, he said, no new mobile launches this year. Our strategy is to maintain the PlayStation brand on Sony devices and provide experiences that are exclusively proprietary. That, to me, says no Sony Ericsson PSP phone. Mm. And, you know, if it is going to be on a device, it's not going to be Android. It's going to be the PSP.
Yeah.
With, you know, maybe some phone functionality added. Something about this doesn't add up to me.
Yeah.
Engadget are super confident that this is what they say it is.
Yeah.
But if they announce that, I don't know if there's going to be a huge, massive. I'd like to know what other people, like everyone, thinks of. Is it something that you've gone, oh yeah, I need that. That's what I wanted. As a PlayStation lover, I would love to have that. I don't think people who PlayStation would.
On Engadget, there are, last time I looked, there were 1,300 comments. And a lot of the reaction in terms of whether someone would like it or not was kind of like, oh, drool, or oh my God, OMG, I can't believe this is coming, and all this. I'm like, what? What are you looking at the same thing I'm looking at?
Especially as a PSP recently has been in the news a lot because of, you know, dreadful sales, that slashing the price, and apparently the PSP Go was the kind of most returned gadget of this year or something.
What we want is a completely new PSP that's going to blow our socks off.
Rethink it from scratch to take on the DS.
Exactly. I'm very confused. My sneaking suspicion is, on this handset, first of all, it's Sony Ericsson branded, and there's no PlayStation PSP branding at all. Hmm. Now, that may be because it's just a prototype or whatever, but there is in the menu system, which is definitely prototype because it has sort of menus for debugging and things like this, but there is in there a link to zsystem.com, which is a Sony Ericsson domain name, and it's a Sony Ericsson trademark. The description of the trademark is it's a software for interacting or playing with electronic or video games. My sneaking suspicion is that this is not a PlayStation phone, it's a gaming phone that a Sony Ericsson gaming phone. They borrowed the Sony controls because it's a Sony. You know, at the end of the day, it is a Sony product. I don't think this is going to play PSP games.
But wouldn't there be a lot of red tape involved with using the X square, circle, triangle buttons? Because I thought that was kind of going way back, like PlayStation's thing, wasn't it?
Well, I'd say it was Sony's thing, and you know,
I suppose
Sony is a big part of Sony Ericsson.
Yeah. But that's how they're trying to converge, aren't they?
Because Sony Ericsson have got a track record on this. I don't know if you remember, we're going back a little bit here, but they've released phones with bolt-on gamepads, essentially, that bear a striking resemblance to PlayStation controllers. I really wouldn't be surprised if this was something along those lines.
But why? Again, I'm like, that's not...
It could even have PlayStation emulator on there. Maybe you could download PlayStation, PSP games. I just don't think this is the PSP phone. You know, I think Sony will release a PSP with phone functionality, not a phone with PSP functionality.
If the Engadget thing comes true and that is what's coming to market, it's quite obvious that what Sony have done is gone, right, well, we tried to take on the DS, it didn't work, now we'll take on the iPhone in terms of gaming and see how that goes.
The iPhone's huge, isn't it, when it comes to mobile gaming? It's now become one of the most popular mobile gaming handhelds.
To me, this if it's what Engadget say it is, it's a huge disappointment. Sony and Sony Ericsson, by the way, both say we won't comment on rumor and speculation.
When do you think you'll announce if it will do?
Well, if they've got a prototype and it's, you know, that means it's got to be within a few months. If they, you know, but I really hope it's not this. I really do. I want something so much more. Anyway, much more to skim over. So let me say, here is the news. A Nexus 2 is on the way, according to our totally reliable Twitter source, Patrick Phillips, who wants to remain anonymous. He tweets, from what I've heard, the Nexus 2 is a Samsung. Someone I know has played with it. Can't say much more at the moment, though.
More proof, as if it were needed, comes in the form of an invite from Samsung to an event on the 8th of November, get that in your diary, for the unveiling of a new Android device. Only trouble is, Motorola's already said it'll have a Google-branded handset this year, while Google says it has no plans for next year.
Make of that what you will, and make way for 100 megabits broadband. Virgin Media's officially announced its rollout. Superfast broadband will be available to customers in cable areas from December and cost from £35 a month depending on your package.
The first areas to get the go-ahead are parts of London, the South East and Yorkshire, with 100 megabit cables eventually reaching 13 million homes. It'll allow users to download a song in 5 seconds or a HD movie in around 7 minutes, and it'll come with a future-proof 400 megabits wireless router.
But don't go downloading songs from LimeWire, because it is no more. A US federal court has put the squeeze on the file-sharing software that some ne'er-do-wells have apparently used for downloading pirated music.
Yeah, the Recording Industry Association of America brought the case, and damages are yet to be decided. But in a classic bad boy turned good guy story, LimeWire's parent company are now going legit with a Napster-esque legal download service due to launch in the next few weeks. Good on them.
Who'd have thunk it, hey?
From the bad side of the tracks.
I know, jeez. But the thing is, these damages are going to be huge, aren't they? I mean, US judges are not one for going, oh.
I mean, yeah.
It's all right, we've turned good now, though.
Yeah.
It's like on The Apprentice. Yeah, make me a PM next week and I'll be great. Right.
I'm not sure where LimeWire's going with this one, but we'll see.
I think, yeah.
To the toilet, possibly.
Same way as Kazaar.
Yes. Let's see what you have been tweeting to at @T3DOTCOM. Adam.
Yeah, on news of the white iPhone 4 delays until spring next year, ShiftyGB, otherwise known as Alex Scott, said, the white iPhone 4 will look great. However, it's really not that important. Black equals, over time, dirt is less noticeable.
Basically,
very scientific.
Alex, what you're saying is you're filthy, and the only way you can maintain a clean phone is to have it black, thereby disguising the filth.
He's like my dad. Get a black car. You won't have to wash it.
That's what dads always say, isn't it? What?
Okay.
I've got on the PSV phone, Eevee Evolve. Is it Eevee Evolve? Yeah. Or Damian Littlewood.
Which is easier.
Yes. Looks cheaply made and tacky to me. Yes, Damon, we agree. So a bit like the PSP Go then.
Ooh. See where he's gone there. Yeah. I like that.
Hear, hear to that.
Yeah, well, we all agree. Yeah. Mm. Adam.
Tiddy Tweets, otherwise known as Dave Tidmarsh, has responded to T3's Need for Speed Hot Pursuit coverage, saying, Now I'm no PS3 fan, but calling Need for Speed Hot Pursuit a rival to Gran Turismo 5 is like comparing Mackie D's to a Michelin-starred restaurant.
Well, the attention to detail of Mackie D's could possibly get them a Michelin star.
Yeah, very, very good hygiene, consistent product. Yeah,
it's just a Michelin.
Yeah, and they all have stars on their badges, don't they?
They do. Maybe that's Michelin stars. We just don't know.
We just didn't realise.
Yeah.
And also, it's a real shame Duncan's not here, because Shay Eccleston has tweeted to say, Duncan, I like you, but you're starting to annoy me with your iPad nonsense. Get one and comment, or don't and stop. Great podcast, by the way. I think that's what's known as a shit sandwich.
Yeah.
Now, it starts off, Duncan, I like you. Oh, yeah. That's nice.
But
you're starting to annoy me. There's the shit bit. End on, great podcast.
Yeah.
There we go.
Then you're like, oh, I'm leaving with a nice feeling, a nice warm feeling.
You're like, did they just insult me? I don't know.
But I
sandwiched
agree.
It in between, just in between niceness.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate you,
but I like you.
I think that applies to Ree and myself as well. Because
no, I said that I played it and I liked it.
Okay, all right.
Don't get me involved in a shit sandwich. Yeah, I don't want one next week.
Just me. I'm climbing into Duncan's shit sandwich.
Oh.
No, that sounds wrong. anyway, turning swiftly to our gadget of the week.
My gadget of the week this week.
You're looking ashamed.
I'm not ashamed of it. Let's see if I can get it to
just
make a
holding
noise.
Holding a JCB.
I'm trying to make it ring. Kind of goes. But it is the new JCB phone.
Okay.
It's the brand.
Does
new
it play
one.
The JCB song?
That's what I was trying to make it do, but it doesn't. It doesn't want to play ball.
Oh. Making calls with my dad next to me.
I'm making calls. Yes, but this is it, the new one. So this time round, this one's called, wait for it, is a really industrial name, the Toughphone ProTalk TP851.
Okay.
Oh, yes.
Sounds serious.
It does. And this is presumably a phone that no one other than Chris Smith could destroy?
Yeah, that's true. Although I did yesterday.
What?
Well, basically, we've got, in the next issue, we've got 10 reasons to buy this delightful piece of technology wonderment. But yesterday we did a video testing the 10 reasons to buy.
What did you do?
So we went and found a industrial playground, mm-hmm. and we dropped it and put it in sand.
Oh, you swore at it.
Swore at it. Passed, flaunted a lovely lady, see if it would wolf whistle.
And what
but
happened?
Yeah, well, it did quite well, but it seems to need a recovery period after every test. So it kind of goes, oh, you really hurt me. And then it goes, I'm okay now.
And so it did survive?
Yeah, it did survive.
Right. But this is, it looks like your average, ruggedized phone, plenty of rubber, garish colours, all that sort of thing. But
there is
a slight difference with this
there
one.
There is. You can't even see it. This is such a visual thing to show. But it's got a touchscreen.
Yeah, very, very small one.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's a stylus-y one, though, isn't it?
Yeah, it comes with a... But you can use your finger or a biro or a screwdriver.
I've got to say, I wasn't that...
or a nail gun.
I wasn't that inspired by the menu system.
No, it's very, very basic.
I touched business tools and it came up with Java settings, which, it's sort of phones of yore. And also, there's an icon for WAP.
Yeah.
Nice.
Also, another conundrum I've got with it, it's got a dual SIM. It's dual SIM.
All right, yeah.
But I don't really know why you'd have a dual SIM.
Dual SIM, well, maybe you're a contractor who works abroad, so you'd like a foreign SIM in there.
Or you
want your business, you have it for business during the day, and then when you're out on the town.
I always just think dual SIM phones are for people like who cheat on their wives and stuff.
That's also a good idea, yes.
That's just tarring a massive brush on builders.
Well, no, not on builders.
Well, That's the JCB phone. Yeah, but it is very good. Very ruggedized. It's your typical ruggedized phone.
Picture of a JCB on the screen.
I know, that's the screensaver.
That's like build a pawn right there.
Yeah, that's mine, yeah. Big like 22-inch rims.
Look at the optics on that.
But it'll set you back £200.
What? It's SIM-free.
Yeah.
Fair dues. It does look like it'll last a millennia.
In the new issue, we've got 10 reasons to buy it, and then we'll have a video in the iPad edition.
Lovely. Thank you, Ree. Talk of a Nexus 2 and a PlayStation phone has got us thinking. What would the phone of our 2011 dreams look like? T3 has been delving into the R&R departments of phone manufacturers with its Fisher-Price spy camera. Ree. What did you unearth?
I'm gonna go out on a limb and go with the Nokia phone.
Hold on a minute.
Which is probably one of the least likely to happen.
It's a good job Duncan's not here.
Please leave now.
Okay, entice me.
It's the Nokia Kinetic, which is the one, it was doing the rounds about 4 months ago, which is that super sleek phone that stands up when it calls. Do you remember when it rings? It's lying down and goes, and it
gets
stands
a semi.
Up.
And
I wouldn't call it that.
Yeah, the problem with that is if it's in your pocket when it's doing it.
That's true. But
could be embarrassing.
It could be embarrassing, but that would add to all the fun of it.
There we go.
It's more of the fact that they've made that could actually happen. I like the concept of it.
Does it do anything else?
No. Oh. Hopefully it'll run Android, but they didn't say that.
Right. Okay, Adam?
Yeah, I've picked this kind of a bit of a off-the-wall design by a guy called Samuel Lee Kwon. Mm-hmm. It's basically, he thinks the future of phones is to wear a little wristbound projector, which projects a touchscreen projection onto your hand.
Yeah. It would be a slightly wonky one, wouldn't it?
It would spray a little bit across the contours of your hand.
What if you've got little hands?
You get a little phone.
Is that what happens?
I don't know. It doesn't exist.
Okay. You've got a little projector. Yeah,
and you know they've just started trialing and developing this touchscreen projection stuff. It's like that, but on your hand. So imagine if you say like the iPhone screen kind of projects onto your hand. You touch bits of your hand, and it works like it that. So you don't actually have to carry anything around.
I'm going to take your concept and roll with that. I my as yet undeveloped but soon to be marketed e-tattoo ink.
What?
So you have your phone tattooed on your hand in e-ink. So it just normally
forever.
No. Well, the beauty of it would be you just have to
henna
have
tattooing.
You just have to henna perhaps, or just an array that you could project any image. So your pigments in your hand adapt to whatever. So you want to tell the time? Well, it's a watch, you know. But normally, you'd have your iPhone in e-ink on your hand.
How would that work?
Presumably,
you're fine with a little projector.
Presumably, you have to have some kind of chipset in your hand.
Obviously, the chip would be inserted somewhere in the lower arm.
What you want?
You just think, you'd feel, I want an iPhone, and it would appear.
So if you went, I wonder what the time is.
It would be ahead of you.
And when do you project that this is going to happen, Dan?
Well, I'm going to put a few mil into this.
Before Christmas.
And hopefully come up with something by Christmas,
Yeah, see
you. And how do you hang up? Would you have to clap your hands together?
Oh, yeah, you see? Brainstorming now. Brilliant.
Smash all the ink.
Because if you're angry, you'd go.
People just walking around town, just like clapping their hands like that.
It would be really happy. Oh, that person!
I know everyone listening can't see that, but when Ree did it as well, for some reason she clapped over the top of her head instead of in front.
There we go.
I don't know why I did that.
Anyway. It's already evolving. I love it. There we go. Yeah, that's my tip. Incidentally, on a less future-esque phone, does anyone watch the Nokia N9 movie? The movie that was shot on an N9.
N8.
N8 rather. You see the
imaginary
future,
N9.
I've heard about it, but I haven't seen it.
Dev Patel and Pamela Anderson.
Yeah,
isn't
it's actually quite good.
What's it about?
It's not bad. It's a very flimsy idea, but basically. It's a guy who has to get to work and his car's clamped.
It's called The Commuter, I think it's called.
Yeah, but it's
Pamela Anderson.
It's actually quite good.
Yeah.
And what is the quality like on the NL?
Not bad. I mean, you can kind of tell it's been filmed on a phone. I don't mean, it's not hideous, but it's good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's never going to make it to the big screen.
It's kind of like, again, it's made me think, why can't we rip the camera out of the N8 and solder it onto some decent phone? then we'd have the perfect
then
device.
Then we'd be happy.
Yeah, but still. Anyway, that is about it for this week. Remember, T3.com has all the latest. T3 is on the shelves and on the App Store. And we're on iTunes every Friday. Till next week, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 podcast.
The end.
Wunderbar.